Hello everyone, this is Nodge, and as I said in my last video, this is going to be the Troponym video, where I'll show you my high scores of the games that I've played, that I've beaten all six missions. I'm not planning on going on normal unless I really feel like it, because even playing these... Because I do it difficulty-wise, as in, I do the missions in the order of Baby Black Hole, Walk in Space, Half and Half, Golden Revenge, Bummer Madness, and Resurrection. So, I kept failing at least once, starting from Gorbian Revenge. And maybe even in Half and Half, but I don't know about that. Maybe I actually did fail there. But a lot of the case is because... of Lord Vector, of course, and his stupid bombs, but that's beside the point. I've never played a game yet on this VM where I didn't lose any lives I made through. It's just simply impossible. Anyway, I'm going to show you the thing that I made on the VM itself, but I have it saved in my shared folder. As in, the shared folder is my home folder where I have everything stored. Not the whole C drive, by the way. It's just my own folder. Anyway,
TXT not selected 22, Z21 of 22.
Oh, it's in documents.
Document mark 4 of 22.
I shouldn't have done that. Taskbar.
Select document taskbar. Element base. Troop 2.0 easy mission high score TXT not selected. Troop 2.0 easy mission high score T. Baby Black Hole 1,018,830.
So I just copied the score. So
Baby Black Hole
1,018,830. I got just a few portals, not too many. You can stock up on items on level 15, so that's why I use portals after I go through there. Same with Mach in Space, except I had pretty bad luck and I accidentally lost a life on level 15, which I probably, you know what, okay, I'm gonna accept losing lives on level 15, but only if it's not on Resurrection, because if I lose a life there, I'm screwed.
Walk in Space, probably will be this, 788,270.
Yeah, that sucks.
Half and Half, 689,725.
Remember, in Half and Half, you cannot use your portals. It is the best case, though, because in Half and Half, you can... use the portals, but you can get a lot of points for that. So no items though, but points, yes.
Gorbian Revenge, 724,950.
Gorbian Revenge, I think I had a bad luck thing there, because I think you can get points, portals or items at level 15.
Bomber Madness, 896,580.
Bomber Madness, I don't know if I'm ever going to beat this. I really hope I will, because it kind of sucks. You cannot use any portals, unfortunately, because level 13 and 15 are Gorbians. You can get items, but it's suicidal, so I'm not recommending using any portals that you can't even... I'm not even going to try. And with Resurrection...
Resurrection, 658,640.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't think... You can use your portals, but it is one of the worst cases, beside Bum Madness, where you can use your portal, but you won't get any items, and you will only always get at least at most 5,000 points. So you can do that, but it's not gonna work, per se. So with Baby Black Hole, Walk in Space, and I think Gorbian Revenge, you can get items and points. With Half and Half, you can get a lot of points. With Resurrection, you can only get 5,000 points per portal, and you can't get any more items. And with Bomber Madness, you're advised not to use any of them, even though you can get items and points from it. So, yeah. Next, I'm actually going to log into the VM and show you my speedround high scores. There's, of course, only six of them. And I'm also going to tell you the meteorite thing, because if you may not know what I Well, actually, I explained in one of my videos, but you know what? I'm gonna cheat and I'm gonna do the meteorite thing right now.
Gold wave and three emitted with air type flat modded material SL7 Windows XP VMware play wind bottom play activate.
Bottom plant.
Caps lock off.
Windows 10 unit vantage notifications installation with an icon 2.
Wrap.
Windows icon 1 of 2. Windows now on Windows XP and not supported on April 8, 2014. Click here to learn more. Okay button. Your computer was recent. Don't show this message again. Checkbox not okay button.
Shut up.
Rest. Windows 10 Unit Vantage Notifications Installation Wizard now on Windows 10 Unit Vantage Notifications is part of Microsoft's effort to reduce software piracy. Installing this software can help confirm that the copy of Windows installed on this PC is genuine and properly licensed. If your copy of Windows is not genuine, the software will provide periodic reminders to help you take appropriate action and protect yourself from security threats posed by counterfeit software. Next button, Alt 10.
No. I'm gonna do that later. I just want...
Desktop list, talking type in teacher, true pattern 2.08.
I just want to... And yes, that's one of the other programs that I installed on here, if you're curious. Because that's the only way I can get it to work. Okay, let's launch this. Again, I don't need an administrator privileges, because that's what I am. I'm the administrator.
True pattern, version 2.0. Copyright 2003 by Daniel Zero and Justin Dabama at bscgames.com.
Ew. I had just a bit of problems doing Resurrection today. Resurrection is probably the most the hardest one. If I do lose a life before Lord Vector, before the last level, or if I don't get my reward on any of the bonus rounds, I'm just gonna quit because there's like no point. Okay, let's do the speedrun high scores.
View top 10 scores. Arrow to the desired difficulty, then press enter. Regular ships.
Oh, and before anyone asks, I am not ever going to attempt
Scorpion ships.
Like, seriously, never. I am not up for it because I can't use any of my rapid fire techniques to at least try to get a decent score. It is always going to be random if I'll make it or not. So no.
Regular ships.
Screw everyone who wants me to do Gorgon ships.
Use your arrow keys to hear your top 10 scores for this difficulty. 171 points.
171 sucks. My high score without a VM, of course, is 205. And the high score that this is, 171, you know, I don't know how it's happening, like how am I getting these bad scores, but I'm always going around this, so my next five are going to be almost the same.
169, 160, 4, 150, 7, 153, 0 points.
So 153 is my lowest and 171 is my highest. I don't know if I'm ever going to make it through. I mean, higher than that, but again, the same principles apply. I use rapid fire just like with everything else, and you got to keep track of, you know, where the ships are. It probably doesn't help if there's lag, that's probably why, but I don't really know. So, that's it. Now, before I quit, I'm going to do the meteorite thing. So, before I do that, I'm going to turn the music off, just so you can hear me talk for a bit. Hyperactive sides off. Yeah, that's what I like about VMs, though, is you can go very quickly through the options.
Speak background music off.
Anyway, so the meteorite thing works in a weird way because, of course, it's not in the real game. So to access it, in the main menu, you have to type DAN, which are the first letters of Daniel Zingara, of course. He may be the one who made this thing up when he started coding Troopenum. I don't know. Anyway, it's basically the same as the 1.6 or 1.5 bonus round, except the sounds of the meteorites getting hit is the only difference. Even the music is the same. And of course, the announcement, shoot the falling meteorites for extra points, is different. But it'll always only give you the amount of meteorite shot in 1,000 points. So it will not... it will not give you... I don't think it'll give you high, like, things where... Like, you can miss all you want, I think. And you can also not get anything for the 3 and 10 consecutive shots reward thing. Maybe you can, but of course I always use rapid fire, just like everything else. I mean, every other time, with other versions of Troop, and I'm aware they're in the middle of the game. And after like 30 seconds, it would just say game over, and my final score is something 1,000 points. My highest is 36, so let's try to do this on camera.
Arrow to the desired difficulty, then press easy.
Okay.
Bonus round. Shoot following meteorites for extra points. Final score is 34,000 points.
Cool.
Please select
34,000 is cool. Back when I started doing this, I got over about 29,000 or something. So, you know what? Let's have some fun. Oh god, this is probably not gonna work.
Arrow to return to make and save.
Oh my god.
Bonus round. Shoot following meteorites for extra points.
Get ready to die.
Score is 35,000 points.
Oh wow.
Please,
yeah, this is like impossible.
Start game.
And insane. It doesn't hurt your land chip count though. It doesn't give you any lives either. Okay. And of course, if you just let them land, they're just going to
bonus round. Shoot following meteorites for extra points.
Have a time limit anyway. Oh crap!
Your final score is 4,000 points.
Oh crap! I didn't expect that to happen, but now you know what I did with the mod. I know I actually explained this before, but that's the time to quit. This thing will go on forever unless, let's see.
Arrow to the easy.
Let's see if it goes away.
Bonus round. Shoot following meteorites for extra points.
Let's see if it goes away. Yes, it does.
Are you certain you want to quit the game?
Oh.
Are you certain you want to quit the game? Press enter to quit the game or any other key to resume playing.
Okay, so it's the same music. So, again, I don't know why, but every single time, no matter what way you die, or what way you quit, you always get this.
begin.
Game over.
So it you can reset it.
Your final score
is
2,000 points. Please select an option. Start game.
Anyway, I think that's it. I may want to play Baby Black Hole, but I don't think I want to. I'm probably just going to end it right here. There's really nothing else for me to say, so I'm going to quit and I'm going to stop recording.
Oh,
and before I forget, let me just say that one of the problems that I'm having and the reason why I die a lot and fail a lot is because of moon rocks. You see, you have to shoot them with your side lasers, which you use by pressing Alt plus left or right, depending on where you are on the screen, of course. Shut up! Anyway, if you press that and you try to shoot at the same time, or you press Alt Control, which I'm going to show off right now, well, warning, the website doesn't work anymore.
Windows can do enough advantage anyway, notifications installation.
If you press Control and Alt at the same time, this happens.
Updates are ready for your computer. Click here to install these updates. Help balloon.
Speech off.
Oh, it
Speech
does.
On.
Yeah.
Windows XP, WS
XP. So that's what happens. It, like, kicks you out of the machine, and you have to very quickly
activate.
Do that.
Bottom,
and
next.
Sometimes it doesn't even work.
Bottom player.
Oh god, Eloquence doesn't even tell you? Okay, that's weird.
Preferences submenu P.
I'm gonna restart NVDA just in case.
Exit X. Exit NVDA restart.
So, that's weird. So you
Windows XP
virtual
player
machine
non-commercial use only.
Will lock up, and you won't be able to hit every liquidator or hovercraft on the screen because it will go away. You know, just the usual time-consuming stuff. And if you miss the button, you have to fumble around for like 10 seconds in order to, or after you already have like 3 landed ships, and if you don't have a ground nuke, well, you're screwed. So that was my problem with basically everything, except for Baby Black Hole, of course. I hate moon rocks, and I hate that you have to use Alt plus left and right to do anything with them. I mean, there's probably no other way to do it, so yeah, I know. But still, it makes it way harder because VMware decided to make Control and Alt get out of the machine, and that sucks. So maybe it's my computer only, I don't know. But yeah. I'm probably not going to post any more videos. I'm going to do maybe 2 games a day if I don't fail a lot, of course. So I may make it up to Gorgon Revenge, maybe. Or maybe even a second round if I'm very, very lucky. But after I'm done with that, I'm going to see if I beat any of my high scores, and for the ones that I didn't, I'm just going to leave them out, and then, you know, make my life easier by only playing the one that made a new high score. Just because I can do that. I really want more scores beginning with 1 million, because I can get those pretty easily in Troopenum 2.0. The hardest part is getting over 1,400,000 or something like that. That's way too hard. I don't know about when you get onto, like, insane stuff. You may get more items. I don't know. But I'm not going to test, of course. Not unless I'm very confident. And it's always random anyway. And because of the lag, it makes it even worse. So you can get way better speed around high scores. Do not try to brag that your score is better, because 205 is the one that I got without the VM. And if you can beat that, well, yeah, I've heard of people that did. Okay, fine. But if you're gonna do this without a VM, then you can't do anything about the scores that I do with the VM on, because there's really no other way for me to play this game except for leave my computer for like off of Wi-Fi forever, because my antivirus program is the only thing that blocks this game from running on Windows 7. So that's why I use the VM, and not just for this, but for a few other programs, as you heard there. I use a few other things that only work on XP or earlier, and it works. You know, it's fine. Yeah, I know, my watch is gonna keep talking because I accidentally click it. Or should I say, touch it. So, that's it for this video, and I don't think I'm gonna put up any more videos. So I guess I should say, I hope I'm going to make a video next week, on Saturday or Sunday or something, and we're gonna have fun. So, wait, what? NVDA didn't start. That's weird. I can't stop the recording now. Great. Oh, there we go. Thanks for doing that.
Loading NVDA, please wait.
Just because I told it to do it, like, twice. Come
Task
on, NVDA. Yes, I know.
With document gold wave, free of gold wave, untitled
one. So, yeah, thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you in about a week. Goodbye for now.